Good morning. After the Last Supper, when Jesus was in the upper room with his disciples, they knew he was leaving soon, and he said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." And the word comfortless there, it's the Greek word orphanos, where we get the word orphan from. Jesus saying, "I'm going away, but I'm not going to abandon you like children without parents. I'm going to come to you. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to help you." And one of the things that he came to do on earth was to teach us how to have a relationship with God the Father. And seeing as we're dealing with Father's Day, it's really appropriate to think about the names of God. And the Bible says, "For in him the fatherless find mercy." And just think about, in the poem, it talked about all different names of God the Father. And just think about him in relationship to you. That's the closest he wants with you. In the Bible, God's many names are there to be found. He's the God of all grace, and his grace abounds. He's the Father of mercies. I found mercy there. He's the Father of spirits. I rest in his care. My Father is with me. He will never depart. His names offer comfort. They reveal his heart. One name can give me hope in my loneliness. My Father is the Father of the fatherless. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. In my grief and sorrow, I'm surrounded by your love. I know I'm not an orphan. I'm precious in your sight. Held securely in your tender arms, Father of lights. From everlasting to everlasting, my Heavenly Father's love stays the same. Comforting me within his very presence, Abba Father, Daddy, is more than a name. You bind up my wounds and bring healing when the tears start. You give me peace within that restores my broken heart. You're the soothing comfort I need in my distress, my Father, the Father of the fatherless. Thank you.